Wake up feeling good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. This was very interesting. I heard about this early this morning. A man by the name of George Moore, who's a snake catcher, was going
famous soccer player, George Moore.
Oh, really? Yeah. He was going into the city of Greater Bendigo, and he happened to see a snake. Now, he's a snake catcher, and he was going in there for business, and a snake popped up. Unbelievable. And he's on the line right now.
George,
morning,
what's
George.
What's going on?
Good morning, everyone. How are you too?
Good, mate. I suppose you're on the lookout, though, as a snake catcher. If anyone's going to see one anywhere, it'll be you.
Well, you sort of look around, have a bit of a look around. You don't think to see one right outside the council offices going in pay the rates and things like that.
Exactly. Were you totally surprised, George? Did you think, am I seeing things?
Yeah, I did. I was sort of looking at my phone and I looked down there and I thought, no, that can't be right. But it was right. Yeah. G'day there, Mr. Snake.
What kind of snake, George? Was it
a brown snake.
So it's venomous?
Yeah, very venomous snake. Outside there sunning itself.
And did you have your snake equipment with you at the time so you were able to get him there and then?
No, I didn't really have it. The car was parked over the road, so I can't believe no one saw me. I just picked it up and threw it in the car and that was it.
The snake?
Yeah.
You threw the snake in the car?
It's a brown snake.
Well, in the box in the car. I had a little box in the back of the car.
Oh, hallelujah. I thought you threw it on the driver's seat.
Did you tell the council, George, that, you know, maybe there's an issue with snakes? We're talking Littleton Terrace here, aren't we?
I think they'll find out today that there's an issue,
I think you're right. Gee, that's crazy, isn't it? And I suppose we all think they're out in the bush, as you would, George, because that's what you do, but they might not be, particularly on a day like today.
Particularly, they can turn up anywhere. I mean, there's been a lot of calls, I think 16 or 17 calls in the last 13 days, and most of them have been in town.
Oh, gee, that's nearly a call a day, George, keeping you busy. So what advice have you got for us if we were, you know, walking along Littleton Terrace and it was us that saw a snake out the front of the city of Greater Bendigo? What do we do?
Well, I think you do the right thing. You just back away from it and call someone to come and remove it. You wouldn't go and play with it or anything like that.
I suggest that most people that I would, I'd just poo my pants. If I saw a snake, I'd run the other way. Is that what you meant to do, George, or you just meant to...
I think that's fight or flight. If a dog comes running at you, you sort of go the other way, and it's probably the same with a snake. If you saw a snake, there you'd move along quickly too.
What about, though, it's a different story, though, if you are out in the bush and you're standing still and it slithers over your feet. What do you do then?
Stay very still. Do not move. If you do not move, it doesn't know what's going on, so it's fine. It's only those people who probably catch them or stand on them that really get bitten.
Yeah, but George, I don't know anyone who can stand still when there's a bloody big brown snake going over your foot. I'd poo my panties. It'd be something else that was brown.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Yeah, well, that's not good. Well, mate, hopefully you're not too busy, but I've got a sneaking suspicion you will be today.
I think it's heavens will open up today.
Yeah.
George,
rain either with snakes.
Goodness. I still can't believe that you, out of all people, were the one that saw that snake out the front of City of Greater Bendigo yesterday.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
George, there's a bit of a conspiracy theory here that you are a snake catcher, then all of a sudden there was a snake outside the council. Did they try and stitch you up on your rates or something, were they?
It's terrible.
Hey, George, thanks for chatting to us this morning.
No worries, a pleasure. Pleasure. Have a fun day, guys.
You too, George. And if you do ever encounter a snake and you need a snake catcher, you can always look up George
on
Facebook.
On Facebook, George, is the George the snake catcher?
No, there's not, actually. I should put one on, shouldn't
I?
You should, George.
And we'll get a number off you, mate. We'll stick it on our Facebook for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, mate, have a good day, and let's hope there's not too many snakes around the CBD. Well, there's a few, but they're obviously in buildings. So
you couldn't help yourself, could you?
I had to get there, Georgie boy. Thanks, mate.
And yeah, George.
No worries.
There you go. So snakes out the front of the... it could be karma. I mean, they put the rates up.
Don't.
Well, it could be. You know, someone's dropped one off saying, righto, you want to put the rates up or you gave me a parking fine.
Stop it.
Wake up with your mates.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.